This past week, a series of public meetings to get feedback on the new flexible coordinated network for animal disease traceability kicked off. As most in livestock production know, USDA has scrapped the original National Animal Identification System and is currently working on a new system that will be administered by individual states and tribal nations. So due to this, some feel the premise registration process is over. But Stephen Monroe with the Florida Department of Agriculture said that's not so.
Premises identification cards or the premises identification numbers will stay intact. It will be called just simply a premises identification number, not necessarily NAIS or National ID System anymore. But the premises number will stay in a state database, and that will allow people to source verify their cattle and trace those cattle back to their farm for marketing purposes as needed.
He said the Florida Department of Agriculture's Division of Animal Industries does plan to increase traceability efforts here in the state.
Continue with what we're doing to increase the traceability of Florida's cattle, to protect our livestock from disease, and to protect our marketability of our cattle. And we're working with USDA to try to formulate our work plan for the coming year.
Monroe said they are also working with other states to come up with a plan that will work for everybody. Now, more meetings concerning the animal disease traceability system will be scheduled, but for now, APHIS has information available through their website. To learn more, log on to our site at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.